What's good, everybody? We are here, and we're not back with another episode. We're here with a first episode. That's right. We have a first episode. First episode we've had in how many years we've been talking? Six years we've been talking? Yeah, first episode. Finally branching out with the second podcast, separating it out. We're going to go from the sports and the normal we've been talking all blending together into one thing. And we're going to branch out. We're going to have the sports and we're going to have the regular. Yeah, we just be talking. And now we have his first son, which is going to be called We Just Be Talking Sports. Simple name, very easy. We Just Be Talking, I didn't think about it at the time when me and B came up with the name for it. I didn't think about it at the time, but it's very easy to just blend whatever I want with it. So yeah, we're just going to be talking sports. That's going to be the next one. That's We Just Be Talking Sports. So this is the first episode. By the intro sound, you can hear it might still be in the background fading. I got to see how it sounds in editing. Hopefully it is. You can hear the NBA on NBC classic intro. Because we're back. Basketball season is back, y'all. Today, as this episode's going live. Now, I will say, too, let's go back a bit. This is the first episode of the sports podcast. We just be talking sports. It's the first episode of that where it's going to be laid back, chill, like always. It's just going to be laid back and chill. I'm working on getting some people to be involved in everything like that. I'm working on that at some point. Not right now, but I'm going to get that ball rolling at some point. And it'll be kind of how we had it. We just be talking. It's just going to be the same kind of flow. It's going to be casual talk, barbershop talk. We're going to throw in some facts, throw in a little analytics, whatever. We're going to keep it rolling. Because one thing I've been noticing too, I mentioned this on a previous episode of We Just Be Talking. It was, I don't like how I see a lot of these YouTubers and whatnot, like on the sports talk, and all it is like hot takes and just debates and everything like that. And I know that's what sells, like drama and all that kind of stuff, and controversy sells. I get it. But when you get back to doing like actual, watching games and talking about stuff that actually matters and not being biased towards players. Like, okay, we get it. Y'all love LeBron. Y'all glaze LeBron like crazy. We got it. Cool. We know people suck off stuff if they had a chance to. We know how this goes. We know. We just need to be more focused on talking about the games and like what realistically can happen. Giving predictions on who come out at the end of the season. And not just being biased, like, I'm thinking that this going to be this. Or, give some reason, some context and everything. Like, a lot of times nowadays, you don't have that anymore. Like, we've lost that. And I blame Skip Bayless with the Embrace Debate movement and everything. Like, that kind of started to turn and everything and whatnot. We kind of lost the analytical part of the game. My goal for this new venture that I'm taking on is to try to stick to keeping it about just sports, like basketball, football, keeping it like that. We're being realistic. We're not going to be fan biased, not going to be a fan heavy kind of experience. Cause I see a lot of people do that now too. Everybody just has like the fan thing. Like, we're going to keep it even keel. Like, we're going to discuss what happened in the day and then in the association or in the league, and keep it pushing. Now, I also will say, too, that this episode, I'm working on it. It takes a little time sometimes. I thought it was going to be done by now, but you got to get approved for, like, the Apple Podcasts and Spotify and all that, all them different fees and whatnot. You got to get, like, approved to get published on there. I put in for it. I haven't seen it got approved yet. Like, it hasn't been approved yet as far as I'm checking now. As of right now, it hasn't been approved yet. But I am working on getting the actual We Just Be Talking Sports feed up. You guys will know it. It'll be a different logo than We Just Be Talking, of course. Right now, I haven't been able to get in touch with my graphic designer. So I haven't been able to make a proper cover art for it and whatnot. So it's going to be kind of some generic BS going on. It's not going to be nothing crazy, but that's not the final product. So, once I get everything updated and, you know, figured out and everything like that, then I'll update it as comes on. Cause I'm like, I'm tired of saying I'm going to start this second podcast. I'm going to do the sports separate from, we just be talking. I'm tired of saying this. So instead of saying, I'm just going to do, that's what we focus on. Now, if we focus on, instead of just saying, let's start doing. So, you know, that's what I meant with it. So, we have NBA season. It's back. Enough of the introduction and explanation, everything like that. We have NBA season. It is back. I'm excited for it. I'm very excited to see a couple teams. So this episode, first episode, we're going to just basically kind of do, I'm trying not to make this one too long. This one might be longer than future episodes, but I'm going to basically kind of go through the divisions, who I think will kind of come out of said divisions, how I feel the playoffs might shape up, what else. We're going to talk a couple of awards. We're going to talk a couple like NBA news going on. Like, you know, we got LeBron with his, he has sciatica, so he's out for at least, they say, at least mid-November. We have a lot of players out this year, such as Jason Tatum, which they say he's been working really hard and he might come back sooner. I realistically don't see that until towards the tail end of the season, if he comes back, which I think is possible, because we saw Kobe tear his Achilles and he came back, what was it, like 6 months or so after that? Like, he came back at the end of the year. He told me right before the playoffs started and then came back towards the end of that year. So we'll see. We'll see how that goes. You know, of course, we have some other players hurt, like, it's not going to play this year, so that's going to affect a couple things with teams, how they pan out and whatnot. So we're gonna tackle a bit. So a brief recap of last season. Let's start there. Let's start with the brief recap of last season. So last season we had, in my opinion, one of the better postseasons of recent memory that I can appreciate, because I thought that it was a lot of game. It was a lot of series that were close. A lot of series that shocked you. Such as the Pacers on that masculine one. We had a Cinderella story basically with the Pacers, like making it all the way to the finals. No one predicted that. If someone did, I'll be shocked as hell. Even though the year prior, before all the Pacers got hurt, they did give the Celtics a good game. They did. They gave them some good games in that series. I really feel like it was healthy. They might have been a 7-game series with their Pacers and Celtics series 2 years ago. And let's see. Last year we had OKC won the chip. They defeated the Pacers in 7 games. Of course, Tyrese Haliburton tore his Achilles in Game 7. Tragic. Not gonna lie, I really feel like the Pacers was gonna win that series if he didn't tear their Achilles, because I don't know what happened with OKC when it got to the Pacers. The Pacers just had that, they had it figured out. Even in Game 7, if they had, they were right there in that game for most of it. It was in the majority of that game. If they had Haliburton, I think they would have got the upset. I really do. I think they would have got that in 7. I truly do. I've seen some people saying, like, you know, that it was a boring finals and this and that. I'm like, it was good hoops. It was like classic hoops to me. Like, it was like, that was some of the best basketball I've seen played in a while, in my opinion. Like, I thought it was solid. Like, I thought it wasn't just no defense being played, running up and down the court. Like, it had everything. It had the clutch moments. It had the defensive sequences that was just like, wow, y'all really locked in. We had the offensive explosions occur every now and then. Like, we had, like, players getting high, getting on the heater, doing that kind of stuff. They had all that going on. So I thought it was a good series. I thought it was entertaining. I thought the ending of it was very anticlimactic because of, you know, Haliburton's injury and everything. I didn't think it was that boring, though. I've seen people say that, like, they thought it was boring. I thought it was interesting. I thought it was good hoops. I enjoyed it. I watched every game, and I enjoyed them thoroughly. Of course, we had some blowouts, but every series, most series that go 7 games, it's not going to be a close game every time. You're going to have some blowouts. Even the everyone's favorite to refer to, the 2016 finals, the Warriors and the Cavs. That one had some stinkers in it too. Like, we hype it up because of that Game 7 and the 3-1 comeback. But that, a lot of them, because they had them games was blowouts. They had blowouts. It was a teeter totter. Like, the games were literally either blowout. It was blowout at first, and then when we got towards the tail end, like game seven, I think it was, what game was Draymond suspended? Was it game five that he got suspended in? When we had game five, too. Like, even that was, like, kind of a closer game in a way. But, you know, a lot of them games was kind of blowouts. They were. They were blowouts. We just remember blocked by James, Kyrie's three, and the 3-1 comeback, and the double 40 piece that they dropped, that Kyrie and LeBron dropped. Like, we remember the moments from it, but it was some blowouts in there. Like, most seven-game series have some blowouts in it. It's just is what it is. Even the Spurs and the Heat. Back in what year was that? 2013. Even that finals had some blowouts. Like, people remember because most seven-game series have that big moment. Like, Ray Allen 3. We have even the Celtics and the Lakers. Let me think. What was the big moment of that one? Well, that one really came more like game six, I want to say. Was that big moment in that series? I think it was game six. I have to go back and look and see. I can't recall that one. That one was a little too long ago. That was back in, 2010? Yeah, that's a bit too far back. I can't remember that one. And what else? What else? What else? Jesus Christ. Think of another series that went seven there. Was very entertaining. Dang, I can't recall off the top of my head right now. I didn't think I was going to talk about game sevens this early on. But regardless, you know, it was a fun playoffs. It was fun playoffs. I feel as though this year, I feel like we might get a repeat from the West, the conference, but the East is going to be a little different because of the injuries. Like, the West has its injuries too, but I feel like most of the top dogs in the West are relatively healthy, to be honest. Like, I'm looking now, last year, the top teams in that conference were OKC was number one, the Rockets were number two, Lakers were three. Dang, I forgot the Lakers was three. That's funny as hell that they really lost to the Wolves like that. The Nuggets are fourth, Clippers fifth, Wolves were sixth. Warriors got in out the playoffs as a seventh seed, and the Grizzlies were the eighth seed. Grizzlies were decimated, coaching change late into the season. They were just whatever, so that didn't really matter. Golden State, I really feel like Golden State probably would have made it to the finals last year if Steph didn't get hurt, and if they could have got one game. All they needed was one game, just one. Literally, they needed one measly game against the Minnesota Timberwolves, and they would have, they would have been straight. That's literally all they need. They just need one game. I think if Steph came back, they win that. I think they win that game. I think they win that series. I think they win it. They might have probably would have won seven. Probably would have went the distance, but I think they would have got it. Because Steph and Jimmy were just they was just a match made in heaven. Apparently, I'm mad about it, but again, that's neither here nor there. But you know, I think the Warriors would have made it out the West last year. I really think if Steph didn't get hurt, because they was coming. I think they would have got it. Then in the East, we had the Cavs was the one seed. They all got hurt at the end, per usual. We had the Celtics. I wish I had this recorded. But honestly, I said it last year, the Celtics, I was like, I just don't see it. I don't see it this year. Like, I don't see that same. The team was just different. Like, it wasn't, and it wasn't like they're just coasting. Like, they still won 60 games. They won 61 games. Okay, cool. But it's just watching them. I was like, I just don't think in the playoffs, they was going to make that push. I don't know. Something was just off, but I said something off about them. I said that the entire year. I said, man, it's just something about myself. Like, I think they just off. Like, it's something about them. I don't think they're going to make it. And yes, I'm not a Celtics fan. I despise them. Like, they the ops. But I give credit where credit's due. And I just didn't see it last year. Like, I saw, like, more age on them and everything like that. And I was like, I just think that was, like, that one-and-done chip. Like, they got it. Cool. But I just don't see them coming back. Like, not with the currently constructed roster. I just don't see it. And then I started seeing, like, Drew. And I was like, Drew looking sluggish a little bit. He looking kind of old and whatnot. So, you know, it was a lot of things I was seeing. I wasn't fine with the Celtics. And they end up losing to to the Knicks. Was the Knicks? Was it? Yeah, they ended up losing to the Knicks. They ended up losing to the Knicks. And I mean, I think even if even if Tatum didn't get hurt, I still think the Knicks would have won that series. I figured the Knicks was going to run down though because of Tom Thibodeau's system. They were going to run down at some point. But it's just the way they were playing in that Celtics series. They was motivated to just get that dub. So they surprised me too because I thought they were going to I thought it was going to break down sooner, but they lasted to the conference finals. They lasted to the conference finals, then got destroyed. They got destroyed by the Pacers. Well, I'm not going to say destroyed. They got outplayed. They got thoroughly outplayed. Game one was a very, very nice game. Halliburton was on a heater. He was hitting game winners left and right. Pacers on a basketball run. I think they swept the Bucks. I don't have the playoff seedings up right now. I believe they swept the Bucks because the Bucks could have won game four, but they collapsed. It was insane. That was wild in itself. Bucks was also team two. And then once Dame tore his Achilles, it was a wrap after that. There wasn't nothing else they could do. Like that was a done deal. The Pistons, I think they're going to be a top four seed this year. I think another year of experience with Cade. They get back on Jaden Ivey. I'm not sure if he's ready to start the season yet. Let me check that. They get Jaden Ivey back. That's going to be big for him. That's going to be a huge plus for him. He's still out right now. He's does he come back? Cause I know he was. Yeah, let's see when he come back. Yeah, he had. I missed this. There, he went under arthroscopic procedure to relieve right knee discomfort. We'll be reevaluating in 4 weeks. So, Ivy's still out. So he'll be back. I think he'll probably be back like around mid-November. I'm thinking December, to be honest. I'm thinking December probably because they said 4 weeks. So, yeah, he'll probably be back in about December. Either end of November or early December, I think he'll be back. Hopefully for Christmas. I hope he's back for Christmas because him and Cade is a nice backcourt. It's a nice backcourt. Think that they continue to take a step into the right direction. The Pistons were a surprise for me last year, for sure, as well as a surprise for many others. I didn't think they were going to be as good as they were last year. Like, the turnaround they made, which was, what, a 30-game win increase, I was shocked. I thought this was going to be year the Pistons like take that step, because I was like, the Pistons weren't a bad team. They had pieces. They just needed coaching. They had the pieces. They just needed coaching. And they found that, and they played much better, which led them to a 60. They could have easily been about the third or fourth seed, to be honest. They didn't go on that little crazy loser streak towards the end. Like, they started losing too much towards the end of the season. But, the Pistons, they were a year ahead of schedule, in my opinion. I thought this would be the year that they would start making some headlines and whatnot, but they were a year ahead of schedule. I thought the Magic were going to be what the Pistons were last year, as in, like, that next team up. They were too hurt, though. Like, they had injuries racked up. Paolo was hurt a lot. Excuse me. Paolo was hurt a lot. They lost one of the Wagner twins. Franz was a little banged up throughout the season. Wagner brothers. What the hell is this going on? I'm sorry, y'all. They was a little beat up, so they were injured. They was injured last year. That's what happened. It was really injuries for them. Like, the Magic were a top 3 to 4 seed most of the season until the tail end when they started. You know, injuries caught up to them, I guess you could say. But crazy enough, when they were injured, they were in the top four in the conference. So, you know, it's just one of them years. It's just growing pains. And also, they needed more scoring. The scoring is their problem, too. They didn't have enough scoring. Like, they just didn't. They did not have enough. They only scored. They averaged around 105 a game, I think. Like, they were literally a 500 team. Like, they gave up by 105, and they scored by 105, and their record was literally 41-41. So they were the definition of a 500 team. It's just they were even kill. They need some more scoring. Hopefully with Desmond Bane being there, that gives them an extra boost, and then that helps their guard play, because their guard play is weak as hell. That's also a problem with the Magic. The Magic have they have the big. They have the front court. It's just the guard play was just ass, because last year it was what? They had Cole Anthony. I think he was coming out. Cole Anthony coming out the bench. They had Who else was on that team last year? That was a guard. KCP. He wasn't that good of a fit for them at all. He didn't really fit that roster. I want to say they had Markelle Fultz last year, but he didn't really play. I know Jalen Suggs, but he got hurt, so they lost that. That was like the best guard they had really on the roster. Yeah, they just didn't have it enough. They didn't have enough scoring. Like, all they scoring was either Franz Wagner, but he got hurt too, which messed up his season, because he was on the way to be an all-star. He was an all-star last year. But, yeah, he got hurt, and that kind of injuries killed them, and lack of guards, because they have, like I said, they have solid bigs. The front court is solidified. It's just the guard play. You need guards. Like, in the league, you need guards in this league now. Like, this is how it go. Because even the bigs now, like, glorified as small forwards now. Like, they just, like, they stress the flow now. Like, it's a different league now. Like, it's not like it used to be where you get two big motherfuckers, throw them in the paint, and, you know, run your sets. Now it's all about, like, you know, five outs, a lot of pick and roll heavy. A lot of people play drop coverage now when on the defensive end to kind of stop the, because everybody can shoot now. So it's like you kind of got to do, either run like a zone, can't really do man, got to be a lot of help defense going on right now. It's not like a lot of man defense nowadays, a lot of zone coverage, drop coverage, all that kind of stuff going on now. So, you know, we got a lot of stuff going on. The league has changed. So, like, now you need people that can stretch the floor. You need scoring from all five positions now. It just is what it is. Especially guards. Like, guards don't run the league, in my opinion. It's hard to say nowadays. I ain't gonna lie. It's hard to say nowadays because everybody kind of just hoop. It ain't like it used to be, like, where you had, like, solidify. Like, you're like, okay, shooting guards, point guards, small forwards, power forwards, centers, whatever. But, like, everybody's just hooped now. Like, it's just basketball players. Like, hell, the Rockets, which I'm gonna get to in a second, they got KD running the two. KD is the starting shooting guard for the Rockets this year. They lost Fred VanVleet to injury, but again, KD is a shooting guard this year. Like, that's broken as hell. So, you know, you just hoop now. Like, this is how it is. Hey, look at JJ last year. JJ just ran five players the whole second half of a playoff game and just said, screw it. He didn't even care anymore. He just ran them. I don't think he ran a real big in that lineup. He just said, screw it. Go out there and figure it out, y'all. I'm going to run y'all to the game end. We're gonna sink or thrive with the ship, one or the other. Fuck it. Sink or float with the ship. So, you know, it's just like you just hoop now. They just hoop nowadays. They don't really care about the positions much anymore. It's just like, what can you do? Hell, Jokic is fucking damn near 7 feet, and he bringing the ball up court. Like, come on now. Like, we just doing whatever. Look at Wemby. Wemby is 7'5" and shoots like a guard and handles, and guy handles a little bit. Like, it's crazy now. Like, you just hoop us now. Like, it's quite insane how the league has turned into. So, yeah, you know, the Magic just got hurt last year. That's really what their problem. It was just injuries and everything. So, I think the Magic will be improved this year. I think the Desmond Bane, I know people will complain about them giving up so much for him, but I feel like with where the Magic are, those picks won't matter much just based on where they are as a team. I feel like they're going to be good enough to where those picks are kind of like if, let's say, the Celtics gave up their own draft picks the last couple years. You know, the Celtics, we know they're going to always be a top three seed, and they're going to at least make, they was going to, at minimum, in most people's mind, at least make the semifinals. They will at least make the semis. So, you know, it's just one of those things where, like, I don't think that pick is going to matter much. I think they're going to outplay where that pick position could possibly land. Like, they're not going to play, like, let's say they gave that pick up and they fall into, like, the worst team in the Eastern Conference. Like, and, like, the 12th or 13th best team in the Eastern Conference or whatever. And a pick might end up, you know, paying off. I don't think the Magic are going to be in that position for quite some time just based on their core. I think they're going to be all right. And at least at least be in the playoffs at least. So I think they'll at least be a playoffs team. Like where they fall and fall the season go, don't know. This year, honestly, I feel like the Magic can pull off. I feel like at minimum they should be at least a fourth seed this year, fourth seed, in my opinion. Just because of where the team's falling right now. Because I'm not high on the 76ers. I don't think the 76ers is going to be that great. I just don't. I don't have much faith in them. I think they're going to be a little better this year as far as, like, competing-wise. But I just don't see them moving much ground. Unless Embiid shocks me and actually is healthy this year, then okay. But, again, it's dependent on Embiid's health. Because Paul George at this point is a part-time player. He's a podcaster. I'm sorry. Paul George is a podcaster. Like, it is what it is. We got to call it what it is at some point. He's just a podcaster. So, it kind of is what it is with him. I like the draft pick of Edgecombe. I like that pet draft pickup. I think he's going to be the second best player out of that draft class. I really do. I like his game a lot. I like him. He plays both ends. He can get to the basket easy. Has decent handles. Not too crazy. Has decent handles. He ain't really a ball handler. He's more of like a two. His shot decent and everything. But most of it's the defense and everything that I believe in with him. And just scoring. Like, just all-around scoring. Like, he just can get a bucket. So I think he's going to be the second best player out there draft class outside of Cooper Flagg. I think Cooper Flagg's going to be the best player in the draft easy. I'm big on Cooper Flagg. I think he's going to be great in the league. I think he'll be great for the Mavs, too. That's another team that, when healthy, is going to be interesting to see because, to me, the Mavs might have – out of all the teams, complete teams, like, let's say one – let's just do 1 through 10 because it's a regular season. Like, players 1 through 10, I feel like the Mavs probably have a top 3 roster as far as, like, the from player 1 to player 10. I think they have probably, like, the most solid roster, like, one of the most solid rosters out of all of them. Between them, OKC, it's another team that I feel like the bench is solid. I would have said the Clippers, but they old as hell. I don't know how that's going to work. The Clippers also have a solid 10, I would say. They really do, because let's see the depth chart for them. Yeah, because they have Harden, Bradley Beal, Kawhi, John Collins, and Zubac. And then their bench will consist of Chris Paul, Chris Dunn, Bogdanovic, Nicholas Batum, and Brook Lopez. And honestly, that's not a bad roster. They old. They're old as hell. Don't get that wrong. They're old as hell. But I don't think that's a bad roster. I think that's pretty solid. I think that's a solid rotation. Like, that'll be a solid 8-man rotation come to playoff times, because I feel we'll see. Well, I don't know. I don't know how Ty Lue gonna rotate them out. Cause they got a lot. Like, they're old as hell. Yes, they're old. But they got a lot of pieces that I'm excited to see the Clippers. I'm going to say that. I'm excited to see the Clippers this year. I really am. I'm excited to see the Clippers. Teams I'm most excited to see this year are the Rockets, the Clippers. I'm also excited to see how the Nuggets are this year and the Mavs when healthy. Those are like the four teams I'm like excited to see. Sleeper teams, as far as like the conferences go, I feel like this year the Bulls might be the Bulls are always going to be a play-in team. That just is what it is. But I think the Bulls might be a little more competitive. I think they're on the right track with what they got now with Giddy and Kobe White and everything. I feel like they're on the right track with how their roster is being constructed. I think they started playing better towards the end of last year. They did. I think they're on a upper trajectory. I think they're still going to be a play-in team, but I think they're going to be more entertaining to watch this year. I feel as though the Pacers, people are counting the Pacers out because of the Tyrese Halliburton injury and losing Miles Turner and whatnot. But the Pacers can still be a competitive team. Will they make it to the finals? No. Will they make it past the first round? I'm not counting on it. I think they're a first round exit team. But I feel like the Pacers could at least still be believe it or not, they could still be a top six seed in the Eastern Conference. They could at least be number I think they'll be like five or six would be like their range. Or they can mess around and be a playing team and just get bounced out. But they're going to be in the mix, though, because like the East is pretty much going to be the same. Even though the injuries are here, it's going to pretty much be the same. The only teams that might swap out, hurts me to say it, might be my Heat and the 76ers possibly. Because I think it's going to be the year we take a I think it's going to be the year. I think this might be the year. I think we're going to be pretty horrible this year. I'm not going to lie. I think we're going to be pretty ass. Probably another under 500 season. I don't have much faith in my squad this year. I don't at all. What I was about to say, the Hawks are going to be improved, but again, I think they still will be a playing team. That's the thing, because the playing is just, you know, it's seeds, what, 7 through 10, the playing. So I think, I'm not saying the Hawks going to be trash, but I feel like the Hawks will probably be like a 7 seed, you know, like a 7 or 8 seed, but they still going to be the playing. So, you know, I think the Hawks are going to be improved this year. I like their rookie from last year. What his name was? I can't pronounce his name. It's like Zachariah. I can't even say like what the last name is. Zachariah. I think it's Zachariah. I know the last name starts with an R. Can't pronounce him. Now I'm about to try to. I like what they have going with Trey. Trey, him, as well as their front court and everything. I think they got a good system going. So I think the Hawks will be decent. But again, for a playing team, it's just how it's going to fall. They might slip in over the Pacers, but I really do feel the Pacers roster is good enough to get them a 6 seed still. I still feel like they're decent enough to get to a 6 seed. Because the East is just so weak compared to the West. The West is a slugfest. I don't know what's going on over there. Well, not what's going on, but what's going to happen over there, because it's just too many teams over there. Too many teams is competitive. Like, we need to bring some of them teams over to the East to kind of balance it out a little, because I think this might be a year where we see a playing team that has like all the playing teams on the Western Conference sides have at least 41 wins. I really think this might be the year we see that. I truly do. I think it might be the year, because they got a lot going on over there. And that's not even saying the teams that didn't make the play-in or playoffs last year in the West Conference, they're going to be better. Like, if I'm in the West, I'm looking at some of the teams that's on the bottom half of this, of the standings. They might make some noise this year. I really am. The Trailblazers, people going to say what they want to say, but they started playing better towards the end of the year. I think they might take a hit because of the Aiden loss and everything like that, but They can make some noise, not in the playoffs and make a play and nothing like that, but they can make some noise, get some upsets going. The Spurs would have made the play-in last year. They were a play-in team. If Wimby didn't have the blood clots, which thank God he's, you know, recovered from them, he's back. If Wimby didn't get hurt and with the blood clots, they would have been a play-in team. They would have been a play-in team. Now making the playoffs and everything like that, not sure, not 100% certain. I ain't gonna say they was gonna be a playoff team, but they were gonna at least have a shot at it. They was gonna be in that play-in. Like they were on their way. The Pelicans should be better this year. They're gonna be entertaining. Zion, as of right now, looks healthy, a little more in shape, so that's gonna be whatever. DeJounte Murray still recovering from his torn Achilles. Feel like that's the theme. That was the theme of last year's torn Achilles. He's still coming from that, so he's going to be a while coming back. I feel like he might try to. I think the earliest he'll probably come back. And what he told his ACL, I mean, not his ACL, he told his Achilles last year, around February, March. So if he does come back, it'll be the end of the year. So by then, their fate is already going to be sealed. So I don't know. I think the Pelicans are going to be a fun watch, but I don't see them making much noise as far as like a playoff team or whatever. I think they might be that team that, like, if a team is one win off, like last year was when every team was either 50 or 49 games for most towards the end. I think they're going to be that team. Like, damn, I wish I would have got a dub against them. Or we didn't lose against the Pelicans that one time. We would have been a 4 seed, a 3 seed, you know? Like, I think that's going to be like them. They're going to be a tough out. Will they make much noise this year? Doubt it. But I think it's going to be a tough out. Like I said, a lot of these teams in the West, I don't think they're going to make noise as far as like making a playoff game, but I think they're going to be competitive enough to cause some teams some fits. And those wins in the West really matter. Like every win in that Western Conference matters. It does. Like even if you're playing against like a Utah or something like that, you need to beat them when you can because you can get as many easy wins as you can because there's a lot of teams in the West that's that are tough. If I'm in the West, I'm worried about. I'm cautious of the Pelicans. They might get a win out for you. The Spurs. I think they're gonna be a playoff team. A lot of people saying like, oh, they're young, this and that. I don't care about that. I like the roster. I like what they've done. I like Harper. I like Castle. They got Swiper. You know, they good. They solid. They got a solid core going. Wimby looks phenomenal in the preseason. I'm worried about Wimby. Wimby is a problem. Wimby's gonna be the best player in the league in a couple of years. It's gonna happen. It's coming. But yeah, I'm worried about the Spurs. The Blazers. Blazers last year for a lot of teams, they was a little tough out. Not gonna lie. They was a tough out last year. They were bad, but they had got on a little nice little streak going. So I'm not taking them lightly either. I take that back. I will. They gutted their team a bit and Dame not coming back. And then they got what Drew old ass is the point guard right now. Never mind. I think the Blazers are gonna be whatever. Not really worried about them this year. Maybe next year. Matter of fact, I don't even know about next year. And I forgot how much they got rid of. They got rid of Simons and Aiden. So yeah, I don't know. I like some of the young pieces, but I don't think they're gonna really do much. The Suns, that's a shit show. That's just a bunch of shooting guards. Just a collection of shooting guards is all the Suns are. It's just the Suns gonna be the Suns. I think the Suns might be competing with the Jazz for the worst record in the league. I'm just saying, like them, the Blazers, Suns, and the Jazz are probably gonna be competing for the worst record in the West. I don't have much hope in them at all. I don't. Is that me being a bit harsh? Yes, but again, I don't have much hope in the Suns. I really don't. The Kings, I think the Kings are going to be a play-in team. They're going to be playing. They're going to be like a 10th seed. I don't see them making much. No, I think they'll be like a 10th seed. Let me think. What else we got? Because the Kings, the thing with the Kings is they weren't terrible last year. They just needed a point guard. Like, I feel like they had a point guard, they would have been straight. But they need like a true point, like Rondo was for the Bulls that year when they had Wade and Powell and all of them. Like, they need like that kind of like a floor, you know, just to manage the floor. And even the players say, like Sabonis was saying, like, we need a point guard. Like, we would have been fine. We need a point guard. Because they got rid of Fox. They had nobody. They had just a bunch of shooting guards. That's it. They had a bunch. The team now is even a guard heavy because they have Schroeder, Dennis Schroeder, DeRozan, Zach LaVine. You know, you could say like DeRozan could be a three, whatever, but he a two. In my opinion, he a two. I know people trying to say like he could be a three, but no, he a two. So you have DeRozan, you have LaVine, you have who else? Keegan Murray. You got, I think I said Westbrook already. If not, you got Westbrook, he there. It's a very guard heavy team. It is. It's guard heavy as hell. So I think Monk's still there too. Malik Monk's still there as well. Yeah, they are heavy. Yeah, they guard heavy as hell. Yeah, they are guard heavy. Jesus Christ. Then they got what, Keon Ellis? I didn't even mention him. He ain't really that important, but still, they got him there. That Jesus Christ, is a lot of guards from this goddamn team. I didn't realize how many they had for real. I know I was saying guard heavy, but goddamn. So yeah, I think the Kings are gonna be straight. I think they'll be a play-in team. I think they'll probably like ninth seed in the West or whatever. I think they'll be like around that. Maybe eighth. I'm leaning more towards nine, but maybe eight. Who else we got? Sorry, I heard something for a second. We got the Grizzlies. The Grizzlies. I don't know about the Grizzlies. The Grizzlies are interesting. They're interesting because they got hit with the injury bugs early on too. So I think they might. They can. I don't think they're gonna be a playoff team, like solidify like 1-6, but they can make the play in as either a 9th or a 10th. But again, it's just the amount of the injuries they've had. Like, they got a lot of injuries they racked up on early. Like, it's a lot. Jai's supposed to be playing Wednesday in the season opener. now. But again, they got a lot of people out right now. They got Scottie Pippen Jr. is out. He was a big contributor last year for them. Brandon Clark is out. Who else is out? Zach Edey is out as well. I think Jaren Jackson Jr. is out too. I think he's out as well. No, he's back. He's back. He's back. Yeah, he's back. He's back. And Ja's playing. I think that'd be all right. But again, the Grizzly hype and everything like that, like, it's sad because I feel like they're supposed to be like that next team up with the Thunder. Like, it's supposed to be like the Thunder, Rockets, and Grizzlies supposed to be the next set to take over with the Wolves too. The next set to take over. But it's just injuries, man. Injuries, suspensions, and yeah, it's just been tough for the Grizzlies. The Grizzlies have had a tough go with it. I feel bad for them. I think they'll be a play-in team, though. I'm not too high on the Grizzlies this year. I'm not. I think they'll be a solid play-in team. We have, let's see, who we said? We said the Kings, the Grizzlies. We have the Mavs. The Mavs are going to be a fun team because they have, like I said, in my opinion, they have probably the best, arguably one, I'm not going to say the best. I'm going to say arguably one of the best, like, players 1 through 10, they probably have one of the better rotations in the league. That's how I feel about the Mavs, like I was saying earlier. Of course, Kyrie's still out right now. He'll be out for a while with his torn ACL and everything like that. And I think once Kyrie gets back, it's going to be interesting because once Kyrie comes back, the way I see it, right now the Mavs starting five is going to be D'Lo, Klay, Cooper Flagg, AD, and Derek Lively. Because Gaffer should be on the bench, I believe. I think Gaffer coming off the bench. So it should be Gaffer off the bench. So after that, when Kyrie comes back, that's going to make the roster, like, really, really interesting, in my opinion, because that means that D'Lo is most likely going to the bench. It's going to be D'Lo going to the bench. I doubt Klay gets sent to the bench. I highly doubt it. So I think Klay's going to have a better year this year too. I think he's going to be shooting better. I think he's going to be more comfortable with the system and everything like that. So I think Klay's going to have a better year. I'm not counting Klay out yet. I know he hasn't been himself for a while now, but I'm not counting Klay out. I think he's going to have a solid year. All-star year? No, but I think he'll have a solid year. So yeah, that moves D'Lo to the bench. So then you have like a the bench would be what D'Lo, Max Christie, Najee Marshall, PJ, and Gafford. Like that's a like that bench is literally a starting five. Like you could take that bench and put it as a starting five for let's say the Hornets or the Wizards, the Jazz. Let's say the Jazz. Like you could take that five off the bench and make a starting five for the Jazz and be competitive. At least you're not moving ground or making much noise, but you at least have a competitive starting five. You have a solid set of starters. If you take the Mavs bench and throw it on the Jazz team, you really do have a solid starting five. So it's just I'm interested to see how Cooper Flagg, what they do with him, because I know they were saying about like the whole point guard thing and everything like that. So I'm curious to see how that works with him. I think he'll be fine at it. I think he could do it. I'm just curious to see like how Jason Kidd manipulates the matchups and everything like that because you could do some things with the Mavs. The Mavs can do some things. They really can. And once Kyrie comes back, that's a whole different ball game. That changes a lot when Kyrie comes back. When Kyrie gets back, that changes even more. You got scoring like crazy for the starting five. Like the starting five would be like, yeah, it's gonna be solid. I'm excited to see the Mavs once they get back. I'm not really concerned about their defense to start the season. I'm more concerned about the scoring because I need AD to be AD. Like, just point blank, period. Like, he gotta be AD. He gotta be that, not like he was, like, the bullshit in AD. I need, like, that 20 and 12 AD or that 20 or that 30 and 16 AD, like, that kind of AD, which I think he'll be this year. I think he'll be better. I think he also wants to prove a point, too. Just because how the Lakers traded him and did everything. I think he got to prove a point this year, too. Which is why I think he came back last year and played in that play-in games because I think he wanted to prove a point that, like, you know, he's willing to put it out there on the line. Like he was willing to do it. So I think the Mavs will probably finish. Mavs is a tough one. Mavs is a tough one because, yeah, I don't know, y'all. The Mavs are a tough one. I'm really tempted to say I feel the Mavs might end up. They might end up. Hold on, let me go back. They might end up being about. I'm really trying to think about this one, y'all. The Mavs is an interesting team to think about with this one. I'm trying to see. I feel like the Mavs can get to. Because part of me feel like they're not going to struggle as much as people think to start the season. I think they're going to be really solid. I want to say I think the Mavs can pull off a solid. I'm gonna say the Mavs can at least be a six seed in the Western Conference. I'm gonna say they could be a six seed. I'm gonna go with that. I'm gonna go with the six seed. Then we have who else we got? Again, I'm not really talking. Ain't much of it to talk about the East, y'all. The East, to be honest, I'm just going to get the way now because I think I forgot what the East. To be honest, the East is really between the Cavs, the Pistons. I think the Bucks can make some noise. They'll be a sleeper team in the East just because the injuries and everything. Knicks, I don't know. I don't believe in the Knicks. I'm sorry. I just never have. I don't see it. Excuse me. I just don't see it with them. Like, they can win all the games they want. They can do whatever. I just don't believe in the Knicks. I just don't. I've never. I do have a hatred towards New York teams, I would say. But again, also, I just don't believe in it. I think they're going to always just, even though they got a different coach now, they won't be ran into the ground. Mike Brown ain't that great of a coach to me. Like, he's not. Like, I know that's controversial for some people, but I just think he's that great of a coach. I don't think they're going to do much. I see them making the playoffs and then losing first round. Like, that's it. Like, I'm not big on the Knicks. I'm not. Yeah, like the point of the East is really Cavs, Bucks, Pistons, and I'm gonna throw the Magic in there too. The Magic, those are the four teams in the East, and I'm like, okay, y'all got something y'all can work with. The Celtics not gonna be bad. I don't think they're that juggernaut anymore. I think they'll be fine even without Tatum playing. If not all, at least majority of the season. I think they'll still be fine. I think they can still make like a fifth seed in the East and whatnot. So, I'm not really. It's just the East kind of is what it is. Like, at this point, if the Cavs don't win the East this year, they're never going to win it. That's just point blank period. Like, they're never going to win the East. They can win as many games in the regular season they want to. If they don't get out the Eastern Conference this year, then it's never going to happen. This might be the last year for them. This might be their window might shut irreparably if they don't make it this year. Because, I mean, I don't know what else they could do. Like, this is the year to do it. Like, Cleveland Cavaliers, this is the year to do it, to get out. You win all these games in the regular season. You get to the playoffs. Y'all flame out. Y'all either all get hurt or y'all forget how to play basketball and whatever. It happens. It's happened the past 2 years with them. So at this point, hey, this is the year. If you don't do it this year, this is never going to happen for them. I'm sorry. It's just never going to happen. Like, this would be the year. The East is weak as hell. It's really on about 4 to 5 teams in the East that could actually realistically make the finals out of that conference. The rest of them are just going to be fillers for the playoff seeds. But again, this is like the East is the most wide open, not all like anything happening there because it's just like whatever. And not even in a good way. It's just like all the teams over there, either banged up, decimated, or just weak ass rosters. Like it's not much over in the East right now. We ain't got much going on in the East. The West stacked like crazy. Every team in there, I'm concerned about to a degree, with exception of a few. But again, it just is what it is. But yeah, I think the Mavs will get like a 6 seed. Get back to the West. Fuck the East. I think the Mavs will get like a 6 seed or whatever. They could possibly get like 5, but they might slip in and be like 7th or whatever. We got the Warriors. The Warriors are going to be an interesting squad as well. Because last year with the Jimmy trade, they caught fire. They were playing very well. Jimmy and Steph were a great backcourt duo, which shocked the hell out of me. Did not expect that. Well, I ain't going to really say backcourt because they had Buddy too. But, you know, like Buddy, even though he forget that Steph Curry is a better shooter and the pass on the ball and whatnot, we ain't going to talk about that. But, you know, I feel like with the Warriors, they're a year older, of course. So the main three is, yeah, they're getting up there. They added Al Horford, old ass. He's there. I think he's gonna actually going to be solid for him. I think he's going to be fine. I think with the Warriors, with how Steve Kerr runs his systems, I think Al Horford won't be as bad as a pickup as people think. I think it's a slightly underrated pickup. I think he's going to fit very well with them. I truly do. They brought back Kuminga after the whole drama with the contract and all that kind of stuff. He finally signed and, you know, he's there. So, yay, Kuminga's there. Their bench, I just got to see more because I don't know. I just got to see more. I need to see more with the bench because their bench, like, it should be better than what it is. They should be better than what they are. Because, let's see, the start of the season, Anthony Milton is out, of course. Moses Moody is out. Jimmy Butler is day-to-day. So most likely, their starting five would be Steph, Parts, Jimmy. Because I think they bring Buddy off the bench. I don't think they'll put him as a starting lineup. You don't really need that. I think they'll move Parts with Steph. It'll be Steph, Parts, Jimmy, Draymond, and Al Horford. So, you know, I think that'll be their starting five. They didn't have to bench. Unless they fucked the game up and put Kuminga in over Pars, but I don't know. Well, actually, it might make more sense to do that, actually. It might make more sense to put Kuminga in over Pars. I don't know what Steve Kerr will do. They do some... Steve Kerr is horrible at rotations and lineups. I don't know what the fuck he's going to do. Anyway, the Warriors, I feel like they're going to be decent. I don't think they're going to be that deadly team and this and that. I think Steph is going to have a great season. I think Jimmy's going to fit well with them. Continue to fit well with them. I think they're going to have a solid season together. A full season, I think it's going to be interesting to see. I think it's going to be productive for them. I think if Jimmy is engaged and doesn't do what he used to do in Miami, that used to piss me off, the whole passive thing and all that, and not wanting to really score. If he stays consistent, I think the Warriors, I'm saying they're a playing team, but if they were to sneak in borderline like a fifth seed, I wouldn't be surprised. Just based on the other teams I'm about to go over, I wouldn't be surprised if the Warriors gets like the fifth seed or whatever. But I don't know. I'm going to go through the list and actually get like my actual like standard predictions and everything like that once I finish going over the teams. We have the Timberwolves. Timberwolves pretty much running it back. Pretty much got the same team. I think it's going to be just more the same. They might start – I think they're going to start stronger this year compared to last year because they've had a season with Ant-Man and Julius Randle. And whatnot, they had a season together now, so I think they'll mesh better now because they've had that time. They've had a whole year together. So I think it won't be that rough patch they went through last season, like kind of trying to figure it out before they kind of got hot and whatnot. So I think the Wolves will be fine. I think the Wolves will be just where they always are. They're going to make the playoffs. They're not going to be a play-in. I think they're going to be at least, of course, at least top six. They're going to be in the playoffs, though. I think they might can get to the highest. I see the Wolves going probably be, as of right now, as I'm just looking at the stand, I think fourth would probably be like this ceiling. I think fourth would be their ceiling. We had the Clippers. The unction, as they call them. I think the Clippers are interesting because you have a healthy Kawhi coming into the season, which you haven't had that in God knows how long. So I feel like the Clippers might surprise people. I know they say like they're old, but I really do. I didn't like the Clippers moves originally as they was playing out because the order in which they played out, I wasn't feeling. Cause I'm like, why y'all getting all these bigs? What we got going on? Y'all done picked up Collins, Brooke Lopez. Like, what we doing? Then they went and got Brad Beal and Chris Paul. Chris Paul is still serviceable off the bench. I'm not gonna hate on Chris Paul. You know, he's up there. It's probably his last year. I know he said it should be his last year, but you know how people change and whatnot. You know, I think he's still serviceable, like in spurts. Like he'll be a nice backup point guard, because that's what he is. We know Harden's a point guard. Bradley Beal, I think, will have a bounce back year because he just didn't fit with that Suns team. The Suns were literally playing my GM mode in real life because they were just grabbing stars and just putting them together and it didn't work. Like KD, Beal, and Devin Booker, when it happened, I was like, that's not a good match. They're not going to fit. Like, it's not enough. It's only one basketball you play with. It's just simple as that. You only play one basketball. So it wasn't enough going around for all of them to mesh together. It just wasn't. It wasn't going to work out. I think with the Clippers, it's a better fit because Harden has really moved on from the just putting up the prolific scoring. Like, he's legit transitioned to just, like, point guard. Like, he's focusing on being a point guard, like a floor general now. So I think with Harden taking that step back and Bradley Beal there, that take the load off. Kawhi's going to be there. Hopefully, prayerfully, he stays healthy this season. I would love to see, if not a majority full season of Kawhi Leonard, because we haven't seen that in a while. So I would love to see him actually be healthy. I think he's going to be good this year. I think he's going to play. I think he's going to hit that threshold. What's the threshold? 70? Is it 72 games that you got to play? I forgot how many. Not 72 games. I forgot how many games it is exactly that they got to play to make eligible for like the awards and everything like that. So I'm excited for the Clippers. I think the Clippers can make some noise. I think they'll be. I don't think they're gonna fall off as much people think they will. I think they'll probably still float around where they were last year, like around the four or five seed. I think they could float around there. I really believe in the Clippers. I do. I'm probably too high on them, but I believe in the Clippers. I think the Clippers are gonna be. They're gonna be better than folks think. We have the Nuggets. The Nuggets went and rebuilt their roster, made a company, and they got rid of Michael Porter Jr., which they needed to. Not because he was trash. It's just the money, the inconsistent play. They need to get a bench. They didn't have a bench. The Nuggets' problem was literally depth. They didn't have a bench. They had nothing off the bench. They didn't have a backup center for real. Like, yeah, they had DeAndre Jordan, but he's old. They didn't have much going. So, end of the day, it was one of the things where they had to get rid of one of their stars to order to flush out the team. They had too many. Their starting five was getting paid too much bread. All the money was tied up with their starting five, and they had nothing to give to the bench. So, they needed to get rid of one of them. And Michael Porter Jr., the Nets, took the bait, and they traded him for Cameron Johnson, which opened up a lot of flexibility for them. They brought back Bruce Brown. They signed Tim Hardaway Jr., and they're also able to acquire Jonas Valanciunas, which is he could be a starting center in most teams in the league. He could be a starting center. Back to back up Jokic. So I like what the Nuggets did. I really like their roster. I think they're going to be back. I think they're going to be a top three seed. Just point blank, I think they're going to be top three. Just spoiling my top three seeds, I think it's going to be between the Thunder, Rockets, and the Nuggets. I think it's going to be like the top three. I really do. What order? Not sure. Got to see how the Rockets play out because I'm excited to see them with their starting five is interesting. I'm about to get to them in a second. But I think the Nuggets are going to be at least a top three seed. I feel like Jokic is going to have another phenomenal year. Aaron Gordon is literally the perfect fit for him at power forward. That's a perfect front court mate for him. Cam Johnson, nice spotter shooter. That's Jokic going to feed off of that because that's what he needs. He needs shooters. So he got a solid shooter I feel he's a little more. He's gonna be consistent what he's doing. Christian Braun is gonna be interesting because Christian Braun, he's good, but it was just like the shooting. The shooting was the problem. But I think he got another year in his belt. I think he's gonna be improved. I think his 3-point shot is gonna be improved. He's gonna be more consistent with it. He started getting better towards the end of the year. I think he's gonna improve. I think he's gonna be better. Jamal Murray, hopefully he can stay healthy. You know, I just hope he stay healthy because that's his problem too. Like, it's health. He always has some lingering injury that slows him down. So hopefully he stays healthy this year. He doesn't have anything crazy occur where he misses, an extended period of time. I think Bruce Brown coming back is big for them because he was a big piece for them when they won the chip. Tim Hardaway Jr. still serviceable. He still can get you about 15. He can get you about 10, 15. I think, he can get you about 15 to start off. I think off the bench, he could probably get you about a good 10. Good 10. He can get you a good 10. You got a solid 10, at least a 10, 10 points off the bench for Tim. I think he got like 10. I think he can get to that 15 mark, but I'm going to just say 10 on the lower end. So I think he still can get it done. Then you got Strotter, you got Peyton Watson. They were solid. Valanciunas is going to be a decent backup. Well, not decent. He's going to be a great backup for Jokic. They won't have the playmaking, of course, because of Valanciunas, but they will have rim protection, which is something that they lacked last year when even with Jokic, they lacked rim protection. They didn't have that last year. They didn't really have anybody. Yeah, DeAndre Jordan was there, but he was older. It wasn't the same. Like, he's not that Clippers DeAndre Jordan that he was. Like, he's far removed from that. So, I think with that, they'll be more solid with a bit. They don't have to run their starters to the ground, which I think will help with the health of, like, Murray and Gordon and Brown, all them, even Jokic. I think that would help their health, which in turn will be able to keep the team more cohesive. Because last year they had an up and down year. It was up and down with the Nuggets. It really was. Like they were up and down. It was a wild year for the Nuggets. The fact that they pushed the Thunder to 7 games was crazy because they got hot during the playoffs because they had. It was back-to-back 7-game series with them, I believe. They had the Clippers in 7 games, and then they went 7 with the Thunder as well. So, they were a tough out. They were a tough out. I think the Nuggets are probably, like I said, in the top 3. They'll be in the top 3. Then there's the Thunder. The Thunder are going to be the Thunder. Not really much to say about them. They still have their roster pretty much. They're going to probably be... And they weren't an old team to begin with. I think with another year, they're going to be pretty much more the same. Like, they're basically Celtics West at this point. Like, how the Celtics were with Tatum and Brown early on, that's pretty much the Thunder right now. They're going to be the one seed again, more than likely. The only team I see dethroning them is the Rockets. I think Shea is going to have another phenomenal year, another 30-point-per-game season like he does every year now. Seems like he's just consistent. I think J-Dub is going to be even more improved. He was great last year. I think he's going to be even better. I'm interested to see as well if Chet takes another leap. Because Chet is not bad, but I feel like he hasn't even like scratched like the surface of his potential yet. Like, I wish he can get he gets a little bigger and whatnot so he can handle the paint a little, handle the big bodies in the paint a little better. Cause he started getting pushed around a little bit in the, especially in that final, he was getting pushed around a little bit. Like, and he was stinking it up, especially with scoring. Like, offensive wise, he wasn't there. So hopefully he's improved his offensive game a little more this year. Like, you see a little progression with it and everything like that. Cause he wasn't that big of a factor in the finals to me. To me, he kind of took he dropped out for a bit. He dropped out for a bit in the finals. But hopefully Chet has a better, Chet has improved. I'm not going to say he has a better. He's improved his offensive game a little more to hang with the larger bigs in the league and whatnot. So we'll see. But again, Thunder, they're going to probably be the one seed again, y'all, which just is what it is. The Thunder ain't going nowhere. Only thing to beat the Thunders in them is themselves right now, because the Thunder are just, that's just a crack team. And they got a top 10 pick every year, damn near seem like, with all these damn trades they do. So, yeah. I'm the room. The Rockets. Rockets are going to be very fun. The Rockets have been a team I've been secretly hyping the past couple years. I've been big on the first one they got. Amen Thompson, when they got him. I was very big on them. I was like, Rockets next up. Like, they like right there. I was like, they right there. And last year they took that leap, made it to the 2 seed. Of course, they lost to the Warriors. Experience, man. Experience matters. It does. Regardless of what people want to say, experience matters. So they lost to the Rockets in seven. I feel like if they had a consistent score, like somebody can go get a bucket, they would have beat the Warriors. They just didn't have anybody to close the game out. They didn't have anybody. Jalen Green is way too inconsistent. Sorry, he's way too inconsistent. Like, I'm not – that's why with the Suns, I'm not big on them, because, like, you got Booker, but you got – Your second best player is just highly inconsistent. I'm sorry. Like, I'm not big on Jalen Green. I'm not. And I have been saying last year, I was like, if they trade Jalen Green and get them like a KD or somebody, which they end up getting KD in the offseason, if they end up getting a KD or somebody, then that'll be scary. But they didn't make that trade. They kept what they had. They end up moving on from Jalen Green anyway. You know, it's what it is. So I feel like they Yeah, I feel, and they got rid of Dylan Brooks too, but again, they'll be all right. So I think they'll be good. Losing Van Fleet is gonna hurt, because people shit on him a little bit and try to diss him, but he actually was a very solid starter in the league. Like, he was the one that was kind of keeping them afloat in their playoff series. He was the one. He was the most consistent one out of all of them, in my opinion. Like, he was the one. He was the vet. He was a solid vet that you need. They needed one more vet that could just get a bucket. That's what they need. They was missing that one piece, and now they have it in KD. But then they lost Van Vliet. So, hey, it is what it is. But I think the Rockets will still be – not still, but I think the Rockets are going to be a contender out the West this year. I think they can challenge OKC. They damn sure have the length. They average height for the starting – I mean, their shortest player for their starting five right now is 6'7", which is Amen Thompson, which is crazy. And that's also a piece I haven't talked about. He's going to be his defense and athleticism is just out this world. Like, I think he's going to take another leap forward this year. I think this might be all NBA year. I think this might be all NBA. I think my boy might get it. Then you got Sengun. Sengun's still there. Jabari Smith, which not talked about a lot out of that draft class, because I think he was a top three pick out of the draft, top three, top four. I think out of his draft class, I think he's been solid. He's been solid. I think he's going to be – he just was been hurt. It's been injuries for him. So I think he's going to be solid. I think he's going to be much improved this year too. A lot of players I think this year are going to be like improved just off if they just stay healthy. I think last year we had a lot of like not super known and popular players like and whatnot. Like, a lot of them was getting kind of hurt and everything like that. So, you know, I just feel like we just got to – we gotta wait and see when it comes down to a lot of these teams, just to see how the injury shaped out, because you got a lot of older players on a lot of teams and all that. So it's really it always comes down to who's gonna be injuries. But also, I feel as though like a lot of players coming this year are coming in healthy. Prayerfully, they stay healthy, and I think we can see what a lot of teams would have looked like last year if they had. If not a fully healthy roster, a majority healthy roster. You know, I just feel like it's gonna be a good year to start off with. I just pray that we don't get like the injury bug fly around, just knock everybody out like early on, or even midseason. Like, just let's have a majority healthy season. Like, let's just aim for that. But the Rockets, I think they can. I got them, like I said, two or three seed most likely. And then last but not least, we have the Los Angeles Lakers. Now, Laker fans, I am not about to be mean. I am not going to be that kind of person. But am I going to lie? I'm not going to lie. With all this going on with the Lakers right now and whatnot, as far as like with LeBron's injury, being out, he got sciatica. He's out for at least 4 weeks, basically. So he, like, at least until mid-November. I think he's going to be out to December. We're going to be honest. I think he's going to be out to December. Even with that, I just don't think the Lakers are going to make much noise or do much anything, for real. I think they're going to be competitive, like, you know, because they have Luka. I think Reeves is going to have a great year. I think Reeves is going to be an all-star this year. I think he can do it. Will LeBron missing as much time as he's going to miss? Because let's be real, LeBron's pouting. LeBron's being a bitch. He's pouting. I'm just saying, he's being a bitch. He's pouting. Like, he in his feelings. He is most certainly pouting and being a bitch. And I'm just going to call it what it is. Like, he is. He really is. And he's – because he didn't get offered that extension. They said, take opt in or leave. He out to the end. That's why when they was asking like about the contract, he was all with the ain't nothing to talk about. Ain't nothing really to talk about because he didn't get offered anything. He didn't have a contract offer and all that. And then you get all these rumors and rumblings about, oh, he's going to be evaluating Lakers when they play without him for the first couple of weeks. And if they're not doing well, he's probably going to request a trade, give up his no trade clause and go to a team he wants to go to that where he can win, because winning is the most important thing, all that kind of stuff. Like, I'm sick of the LeBron stuff and all that. Like, at this point, just retire, bro. Like, and I don't hate LeBron. I like LeBron as the basketball. I hate him as the person. I don't like the person LeBron anymore. Like, I really don't. I really want him just to retire, because like, at this point, bro, you have nothing else to prove. Like, you got four rings. That's great. That's more than most got. Most greats don't even have one. Well, a lot of greats don't even have one. Let me say that. You're the all-time leading scorer. You've accumulated all these stats. You're top five in assists all time. Like, you've accumulated all these stats, bro. You got all this going on. Like, you're good. You've done enough. You got all the All-NBA selections. You got all of the All-Star nods. Like, you got the MVPs. You got what, four? You got four MVPs. You've done a lot. You've done a lot, LeBron. You've done a lot. So I think it might be time to just ride on off into the sunset. Just get the keys. Lucas took the keys. They handed the keys to Luca. Actually, they took the keys off your dresser and handed it to Luca. Let's just be real. They took the keys off and handed it to Luca. So let Luca do his thing. Let him build around Luca, get some pieces, and be fine. This year, however, I don't see the Lakers doing much of anything important. I think, now, if they make it to like a top, like they did last year, make it to like a third or a fourth seed, kudos to them. I just don't see it because I don't see it. I don't think they're going to be horrible without LeBron. It's just, I don't know if they have enough around Luka at this current time. Because they're kind of holding off until next year. To do the free agent splash and everything like that, they're holding out to next offseason. Is it next offseason or is it 27? It's one of these offseasons they're kind of holding on. I think it is next offseason. I think it's next year. They're holding out to kind of make that big splash and everything like that. So I don't know. I don't see. I don't see the Lakers winning anything of importance. I can see them winning, having a nice regular season. I think they're going to play. The funny thing is, y'all, I think the Lakers are going to play pretty okay to start the season off. And once LeBron come back, I think this one's going to go off the rails. I think when LeBron come back, I think that might be when they might take a hit. Or it could go vice versa. But I really think they're going to play decent without LeBron. Then once he comes back, it's when it's going to start to take a hit. Because that's when we got to change they're going to get into a good flow. Luka going to have everything straight, like how we got the team running. Austin Reeves is going to be cooking. You know, they're going to get Aiden with the lives at some point. Hopefully he don't start pouting and being weird too when they get him with the lives and everything like that. They get moving and everything. And then LeBron comes in. LeBron changes the rotation, changes how they play, all that kind of stuff. It's just, I don't know. I just feel like LeBron's going to sabotage that team. Part of me feel like he's going to sabotage the team on purpose. Like he's trying to sabotage that team because he's pouting. I really do feel that way. So with the Lakers, they still gonna make the playoffs. Don't get me wrong. They still make the playoffs. I think with Luka, I've seen Luka do more or less. So I really think that they can make the playoffs still with Luka, but it's just like when LeBron come back, it's gonna throw it off. I feel like it's gonna throw it off. I really do. Hot take, yes, but I really do think that when LeBron comes back, it's gonna throw that team off. It's gonna throw them off pretty bad. So I see the Lakers, they'll be a playoff team, but I just don't see them going far. Like, they need more. Like, they need to, once LeBron leaves and they get that big lump sum of money freed up, that's when they can start cooking. But right now, because I'm pretty sure Reeves going to get his contract this season, and then LeBron might be his last year with the Lakers. He might be going after this, I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do. It's a mess over there. It's a mess. LeBron doing too much. It's a mess. Like all this passive stuff and the slick comments about when is the most important and blah, blah, blah. All that kind of stuff. It's one of the things. one of those things we just got to wait and see. LeBron got to leave. Once LeBron leaves, the Lakers will prosper. I really do. I really do. So, yeah, that's pretty much my views on the teams for this year. I didn't even talk about the Miami Heat. I know that's my squad, y'all. We're going to be ass. It just is what it is. I'm not looking forward to us this season. I'm not. We already hurt. We didn't even want to play out a preseason game, which is fucking pathetic. I know it doesn't matter because it's preseason, but still, we haven't looked that great even in the preseason game. It's just I don't know. I don't know. I don't care anymore with the Heat right now. I'm just along for the ride at this point. I'm not even about to sit up here and try to fake like, oh, I'm so excited for the season. Like, I'm not. If we win 41 games, I consider it a fucking W. I don't care for it right now. I really don't. Not because sick of it. Sick of us. I'm sick of us. We could have got KD, but no, we want to hold firm and whatever. Fuck the Heat right now. I'm not fond of them. Still my team. Still love them, but I don't see us doing much. I'm not big on us this year. I'm not even gonna fake being enthused. Like, oh, we're gonna win. It's like, no, we're gonna be mid as fuck. All right. So as far as the West goes, after talking through it and looking at what I was saying, I'm going to. Sorry about this, y'all. Things just started falling. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Things just fell and broke. All right. Well, that's great. That is fantastic. Wow. All right. Anyway. Wow. It kind of pissed me off a little bit. But as far as the standings goes, I'm looking at it now and I'll talk myself through it and everything like that. I want to say I believe that the West is going to shape out as Thunder as the one seed. I believe Rockets are going to probably fall in two. I got Nuggets at three. I have Timberwolves at four. I have I have the Lakers at five. I'm going to say Golden State at six, mainly because I think the Mavs are going to take some time to get healthy. I got Mavs at seven. I'm going to say Spurs at eight, just because they're still young. I don't think they're there yet. I think they need a little more time. I'm going to say the Mavericks. The Mavs at nine. I'm just saying the Mavs at nine. It's because early on, I think they're going to just take some time. Mavs at nine. And I'm going to say Kings at 10. Kings at 10. As far as the East goes, I'm going to say Cavs should be the one seed. I think I'm really going to go Pistons. No. I'm going to say Knicks too. It's because I think they're going to win a lot of games regular season. And I'm going to say Pistons 3. I'm going to say Bucks 4. I'm going to go with, no, scratch that. I'm going to go Magic 4, Bucks 5. And I'm going to say I want to say Hawks at 6. I ain't going to lie. I think Hawks will get to 6. Hawks at 6. Then I think we'll probably see. I hate to fucking say it, but probably so. Probably be the Heat at 7, the Sixers at 8, or vice versa. If you could flip them around. The Bulls would be 9th. And then 10th, I'm going to say probably be the Raptors. I think the Raptors would be 10th just to get the. Did I include every team I was looking for? Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot about the Celtics. I'm so sorry. I forgot about them. Let me start that over. Cavs 1, Knicks 2, Pistons 3. Then I'm going to say Bucks at Magic at 4, Bucks at 5, Celtics at 6. Then I'm going to say the Hawks are probably going to be 7th. Let me redo this now. Because the Hawks are probably going to be 7th. We're probably going to be 8th again. I think, well, actually, let's, 7, 8th. It don't really matter at this point. And then 9 is going to probably be the Sixers. And then 10 is going to probably be the Raptors. It's going to be like a mix of that. Some kind of mix like that, I think. I think that, well, I don't know, y'all. This is kind of pissing me off a little bit, looking at the East. Trying to see now, because it's really pissing me off. I keep saying teams that I mess up. Also, this stuff falling kind of pissed me off. Stuff falling just pissed me off just now. Like, that just made me mad. So I lost my train of thought. Cavs, Knicks, Pistons, Magic, Bucks, Pacers, Hawks. Heat. Bulls. And I guess, well, I don't know. My whole mood is ruined, y'all. I'm sorry. I've really just, this because something important just broke and it just ticked me off very much so, and I'm actually very upset about it. So I'm trying to get back focused, but yeah, I'm annoyed right now. One more time, go. All right. Cavs. Knicks. Pistons. Magic, Bucks, Celtics, Pacers, Hawks, Heat, Bulls, and 76ers. That's going to probably be the team. I don't think we make the play-in or anything this year. I think the Heat out of it. So as far as like rewards go, like MVP and everything, I've been going too long. It's been a long way. I'm tired of talking. As far as like awards go, I want to say I think MVP. I feel like the Lakers make it, like it's high four seed. I think they give it to Luka this year. I really do. I think they might give it to Luka this year. They've been trying to give Luka MVP for so long. I think this might be the year they slide it to him. I really do. I think this might be the year. If they can get to the high four seed and Luka has like a phenomenal year. LeBron misses most of it. I think Luka got MVP, so I'm going to go Luka MVP. Not a hot take at all, but people have been saying it, but I'm going to go Luka MVP. So, Luka MVP, and then, yeah, I think that's going to be all I did for predictions right now. I got to go look at some stuff, but I'm not even going to really give predictions. I just think Luka MVP, I can't even give a full thought right now. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and have to call this one. I'll come back with the award predictions later, and we'll have to see about it, because I ain't going to lie, that just ruined my whole mood for the podcast. It really did. So I hope you guys enjoyed this first episode. It's the first episode, so it's trial and error, so future episodes will be better. And again, we're going to be talking basketball, football, all these things. So we'll be going. So with that being said, y'all take it easy. Hope it's a great season. We got two games open tonight, which is tonight we have the Rockets and the Thunder. I think the Thunder take it. And then we have the Lakers and the Warriors. I think the Lakers win. I think the Lakers win open tonight. I think they got it. I think Luka's going to cook. Luka's dropping about 30. I think it's a 30. A nice 30-10-10 game. I think he gets triple-double. Open night triple-double. Austin Reed's going to probably chip in with like 20, 27, 25. Yeah, I think they got it. I think the Lakers going to win. I'm calling that upset. You know, I think it's upset. I didn't even look at the odds or anything like that, but I'm calling the Lakers winning that. So, yeah. With that being said, y'all take it easy. Take care of yourselves and each other, and I'll be back with more episodes. We start this new venture. So, y'all take it easy. Peace out.